Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, February 20th, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We take you now live to the InfoWars.com studios, where David Knight is hosting the transmission. But I'll kick off the next segment with a special report on a world accelerating into globalist orchestrated turmoil to bring in the one world planetary tyranny. Stay with us.
Yes, welcome to this live edition of the Friday, February the 20th, 2015 Alex Jones Show. We have a very interesting show today. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Listen to these headlines. These are recent headlines from Infowars.com. Physicians, Australian anti-vaccination tour and chaos. Australian venues are canceling on the anti-vaccine campaigner. Then this headline, doctor educating public on vaccines receives bomb threats and cancels tours. What is it that they did not want you to hear? What is the message that is so important that they threaten the messenger? We see this all the time. We see it, whether it's criminal actions being exposed by whistleblowers against the state. What does the state ever do? Do they ever go after the criminal action to try to shut that down? Of course they don't. They go after the whistleblowers. They threaten them. They jail them. They assassinate them, suiciding them. What is the message that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny wanted to tell the people of Australia? Well, we're going to find out. She's going to be with us in the second hour. We also have a lot of news about breaking developments in Europe. Just yesterday, there was a back and forth between Germany and Greece, of course, as to what's going to happen with Greek debt. Germany is essentially calling the shots. And so there's a lot of back and forth. Greek politicians are comparing the current German government to the Nazis. They've had an election. They've resoundingly rejected these austerity programs that have been forced on them by the EU. It appears that the EU is either going to begin to break up, and that's what Alan Greenspan was saying. It looks like there's going to be a Greek exit, or as they call it, a Grexit. They have increased the chances of that happening to 50%. That's from the Commerce Bank AG. They think that's going to happen. Of course, Alan Greenspan said about a week or so ago that he thought that was going to happen. Some interesting stuff, though, came out of the live blogging that was going on that we saw from the Telegraph. They were live blogging the negotiations as it was happening yesterday in the EU. And here's some of the interesting points. Berlin, of course, rebuffed proposals to give them a six-month extension, saying it was a Trojan horse. But the European Central Bank was forced to deny reports that it had discussed capital controls. Capital controls. In other words, you cannot move your money, locking your money up. This is going to be a very huge issue. Of course, out of the Ukraine, there's a lot of tension that is building up there. We just had some Russian jets do flyovers to the UK, pointing out that they are not going to be intimidated. This is a very dangerous game that's being played by NATO, by the United States, by the bankers. And it looks like Ukraine is starting to lose the civil war. We have an article on Infowars.com. The U.S.-backed government in Ukraine is starting to lose the civil war. Mainstream media in the U.S. is being very quiet about this, but the truth is the U.S.-backed government in Kiev is starting to lose the civil war. There's an article out on Foreign Policy magazine, Foreign Policy, saying talking about the draft dodgers of the Ukraine, talking about how the struggling army is trying to replenish its ranks. Looks to me like they are losing the civil war, but they have already lost the hearts and minds of their people. Amazing story. We're going to talk about that as well. And we have an interesting kind of funny bit of news. We've got the predictive programming is beginning for driverless cars. We've got a new concept that has been given the green light from Sony Pictures about a driverless car race from Paris to Beijing. If you look at this picture of the Google car, I think all they have to do to have a comedy is put people in that car. I could laugh at that for a couple of hours. That's the car with no steering wheel, no brakes. You're not going to get me in there. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. Stay with us. We've got a great program. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to tell you what they don't want you to know in Australia.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, the 20th day of February 2015. I'm Alex Jones, your host, with a special news update. You're looking at my little notepad here, and on the cover of it is the Great Wave of Hokusai, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Buckley. And this is one of the best-known paintings in the world. And it symbolizes, if you go read the breakdown from the different art museum websites, a time of great change and energy, overpowering, something that cannot be stopped. Undoubtedly, global governance has set in motion. The globalists have set forces in motion that will change world history forever. But we can use the energy, like a judo move, that they have set in motion to actually redirect their energies and bring in a new renaissance. We certainly know that if we go along with their operations, it's only going to make things worse for the average human, and have set in motion different actions that many historians, many military experts, many futurists believe have a very good chance of destroying life on this planet or causing cataclysms that are so bad we wish we were all dead. We're going to look at a confluence of some of these factors of the Great Wave here in just a moment. But right now, let's go over here. to the computer. And you can see here in New York, Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Great Wave from a series of 36 views of Mount Fuji. And I guess that's from out in the ocean. You can then see Mount Fuji there on the land with the boats coming across. And there is a close-up of the Great Wave itself. In fact, this is one of my favorite pen and inks to basically copy or add to a very powerful archetypal image, obviously. Now, let's look at some of these real great waves. This is a story up on Infowars.com today, and we've got a link to Shadow Stats. Top economist used to advise the White House, John Williams. Hyperinflation to start in 2015. Economist says, get supplies, gold, silver, canned goods, toilet paper, bottled water. He uses the numbers that they used up until Reagan and right back into 1900 or so with different government stats to come up with these numbers. These are with real numbers, not with the Cook numbers. And even on CNBC and CNN, they admit that Cook numbers are being used. So let's go back to this very important article here. It's impossible to predict when or how the economy will finally reach a breaking point, but according to contrarian Shadow Stats economist John Williams, it's coming one way or the other. I don't know if I would say he's really contrarian, though. I mean, he's using mainline numbers. He is contrarian from the Department of Commerce and Labor and the federal government, though, because they just shovel, you know, loads of bull that you can keep your doctor and Obamacare cuts your prices. And then we've got Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog. We've got a bunch of other people in here breaking down the fact that all the numbers are there. I know this, going to even mainline restaurants, not fancy ones, they're about double what they were 3 years ago. So you've got some commodities like oil that have been artificially deflated, but you've got inflation out there because of QE Unlimited. You have the EU joining quantitative easing that violates their charter. So we're going to see inflation, but I think we're going to see inflation with depression in the real economy, kind of a hyper-stag inflation, which economists say can't happen, but this is so artificial, we are beginning to see it happen. So there's that article up on Infowars.com. Then there's this report, and we knew that this was coming. Feds, anti-government groups, a bigger threat than ISIS. Remember on Monday when they said they were having this summit, I said, watch, once it gets kicked off, Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to hear about how patriot groups are the problem, and Obama wouldn't even say that radical Muslims were radical or terrorists. And all of his pundits and spokespeople said, because we don't want to anger the Muslims, and they're all perfectly good, this type of baloney. Feds, anti-government groups, a bigger threat than ISIS, while Islamic State brags about sleeper cells and the U.S. DHS frets about right-wingers. As President Barack Obama continues to receive criticism for his refusal to use the term Islamic extremism, Paul Joseph Watson article, some federal authorities and law enforcement groups in the United States assert that anti-government groups pose a bigger threat. And this has come out at the conference, and it's come out on CNN. We have the quote right here. Some federal and local law enforcement groups view the domestic terror threat from sovereign citizen groups as equal to, and in some cases greater than. There you go. So you're not seeing terror attacks by radical Muslims right now, shooting people and cutting their heads off. The threat from foreign Islamic terror groups such as ISIS that garner more public attention, reports CNN. And then it goes through Judicial Watch's documents on sleeper cells being ignored, all the rest of the preparations as the Islamists claim they're going to flood Europe with 500,000 people as a form of usurpation or basically La Reconquista. And of course, the original La Reconquista was the Spanish taking Spain back from the Muslims, from the Moors, from the North Africans. But this is a conquering. And the question is, will Europe go along with this? Well, the multiculturalists want to engineer a clash. I don't want to clash with Islam. I don't want the war of civilizations that Pinak wrote about, but that's what's being engineered right here, right now. Okay, let's now move along to another report on this front. This is even bigger. NATO prepares for war with Russia in Europe. We have links to Stars and Stripes saying that they're moving in A-10 Warthog tank busters. They're moving in tanks, and they've got different NATO commanders calling it a bold new plan, saying they're prepared basically for war with Russia. And we have the Russian general saying, quote, we're at war. Earlier this month, the former foreign relations head of the Russian military, Ministry of Defense, and current president of the Academy of Geopolitical Studies said Russia is at war with NATO and the West. Now listen to this quote and listen to this quote carefully. Apparently, their officials of the European Union and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have dedicated themselves and continue to do so to deeply and thoroughly study the doctrine of Joseph Goebbels. They present everything backwards from reality. It is one of the formulas which Nazi propaganda empowered most successfully. They accuse the party that is defending itself of aggression. We are seeing in Ukraine and in Syria is a Western project, a kind of new war. In both places, you see clear anti-Russia approach, and as well known, wars today begin with psychological and information warfare operations. I assume that the foreign ministry understands that we are at war, he said. And it just goes on with the whole breakdown of the video. That is up at InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're dealing with here is a world being artificially brought into crisis. What we're dealing with is a planetary destabilization that is a real destabilization, but where globalist financial forces with their hundreds of trillions of fiat dollars and euros are going to try to leverage that, again, posing as saviors to bring in their one world government by increment. Just like they say, oh, you know, we've destabilized Ukraine, now we need to have $16+ billion in a Marshall Plan that's then just paid into George Soros and others. So they create the crisis, destabilize, take over, and then pay money to themselves as the, quote, rebuilders like the Marshall Plan. And that's a microcosm of this operation. Then we've got other articles over there that Mikhail Phelan wrote that's linked directly to the Harvard Law Review, even criticizing it, where major colleges are doing things like, if a man looks like someone a woman claims raped her with no reports. You understand? She's not even saying that someone or proving someone ever raped her. She's saying, you look like someone who raped me years ago, and so then the person's kicked off campus. That's another article that we'll put up on screen here for the viewers. This is the mind control where sleeper cells are being brought into the country, but the government's preparing for war with the Tea Party and auditing basically every Christian group and pro-life group and pro-gun group and trying to shut them down. While meanwhile, you can't have brown paper bags in Seattle government or you're fired because it's racist. And if a woman says you look like someone who raped her, then you're kicked out of school because you were offensive. This is how they're ending free speech, and they're really doing it. And they're churning people out from these colleges that don't even know how to operate or even how to live. This is modern mass mind control. Well, that's this news update. I'll be back at the end of the broadcast with another news update with breaking information. And I've almost completed the family issues I've had. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. And I'll be back, you know, for week after week. Won't miss any shows. I know folks have been chomping at the bit for me to be hosting. But quite frankly, a lot of folks like David Knight more than I do. So you get a nice mix. You can always see David and Jakari and Leanne and the rest of the great crew on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Weeknights at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now we're going to throw it back to David Knight live in the InfoWars.com news studios. I'm Alex Jones reporting from home via low-tech. It's actually pretty high-tech, but we're doing it in a kind of off-the-cuff quick way. But folks seem to love these videos, so we'll keep them coming, and I'll follow some more this weekend as well. And there'll be another one at the end of the transmission today. Never forget, if you're watching and receiving this transmission, you're the resistance. Now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be speaking out. I mean, you can see the world with war and crisis and turning the Middle East over to radical Islamicists and not allowing us to even criticize them or stop them, and the economics being set up for the dominoes to fall. It's all coming together in an engineered perfect storm, but we can take that storm, expose that the globalists are behind it, discredit them, and then use the time of change to get a lot of good stuff done, like many nations like Greece are doing, some of the reforms we see happening in Ireland, in Iceland, some of the reforms we see at the state level. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction in Newtonian physics. And Einstein expanded on that. And the globalists know that. That's why they want to make you think you're powerless. It's not true. You take their energy and you use it against them in a judo move. All right. We take you now live to the Central Texas Command Center and David Knight. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The Alex Jones Show on this Friday, February 20th, 2015. We have a special guest today. We have someone who was essentially run out of Australia with bomb threats because they didn't want to hear the message he had to say. To stop your ears, scream and shout, and threaten people violently. That's what happened to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny when she wanted to talk about vaccines. And, of course, she wanted to talk about informed consent. We can't have informed consent anymore. We can't even have people talking about informed consent. We had headlines on the 23rd of January, physicians, Australian anti-vaccination tour in chaos as they got threats at the different venues in Australia. A week later, doctor educating the public on vaccines receives bomb threats, cancels tour. Free speech and double standards on the road to forced vaccination, as we put it. So we're going to be talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in the next hour. You're going to find out what they don't want you to hear. Do you remember the Streisand effect? It was a situation where some people, early days of the Internet, people weren't used to Google Maps where you could look at pretty much anything. Somebody was mapping the coast of California, and on the Internet, they had a picture of her house. When she realized they had a picture of her house, she demanded that they take this thing down. Very public lawsuit came over that because it was a very important principle about the freedom of the Internet. At the point that she started the lawsuit, there was only four views of that house. A couple of those were her and her lawyer. After the lawsuit blew that up, there were 400,000 views. That's the Streisand effect. That's what's going to happen when you try to shut people up about talking about the risks and the concerns that we have about vaccines, talking about their safety and their efficacy, rather than addressing those concerns, rather than saying, oh, look, here's the studies that we've done, and your concerns are unfounded as to what we're adding to these vaccines. Rather than doing that, they attack you. They threaten to bomb the venues when you're going to be speaking. That doesn't work too well. It didn't work too well in the Boston bombings when we had the FBI say, don't look at any of these other pictures. Only look at pictures that come from us. Or at Sandy Hook, where you had the state police come in and say and threaten people for what they would be writing about it on social media. When you do that, when you send state police in Florida to threaten the man who you're stonewalling on freedom of information requests on Sandy Hook, when you do that, it kind of blows up in your face because people understand that there's something that you're trying to hide. But what we're seeing right now is not only an attack on our fundamental liberties, on our Fourth Amendment freedoms. You're going to be secure in our person to start with. But, of course, that doesn't happen anymore. Not only can they violate the Fourth Amendment at the airports, putting their hands on our bodies whenever they wish, now they think they can put vaccines into our bodies. So we have a fight about the First Amendment now as well that's on our hands. Well, all these rights that we have that are recognized, not granted by the Constitution, recognized by the Constitution, you have to value those rights, you have to exercise those rights, and you have to demand those rights. And so that's what we're demanding. We're going to be talking about that. We've got a special report from Rob Dew that we're going to be playing in the next segment. And then, of course, Sherry Tenpenny is going to be joining us in the next hour. On a lighter side, there is some funny news that has come out, and this actually is still a serious subject, a very serious subject, because it addresses the control of movement in our country, the control of transportation, and that's the driverless cars, as I call them, the computer-driven, government-controlled cars. But now we've got a concept that's been floated out there. Sony has picked it up. They're going to do a movie, a comedy, about driverless car race. That's what the working title of it is right now. This is a story that was broken by Deadline. Now, they say the driverless car race that they're going to put into this from Paris to Beijing would be close to impossible. The infrastructure is not there yet. But they're going to, I guess, pretend that it is there, at least partially there for this comedy. They're going to have comedians as passengers who volunteer to ride in self-driving cars. No, self-driving cars is what we have now. They'd be computer-driven, government-controlled cars. Nevertheless, to ride in these cars on an experimental high-stakes road trip from Paris to Beijing is kind of like a 21st century of The Great Race. If you remember that movie that had Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, Natalie Woods, and it that was a comedy that was set the very early days of automobiles. I guess they're going to do this now in the very early days of the remaking of transportation. If you look at this picture, pull the Google car up, guys. This thing is absolutely ridiculous. When you look at this, this is essentially the automotive equivalent of the cone of shame. You remember that from Up? Remember how they would take the vet's cone and they'd put it on the dogs and they would get this? You've seen it happen with your own dogs. They're partly alarmed and partly embarrassed. That would be what would happen in this Google car. This is, however, what the castrated captives of the future will be driving. this Google car. It's not Herbie. It's not cute. It's just ridiculous. No steering wheel, no brakes. You have no control over your life. They've even painted headlights on it that don't work. This is what they're showing
on
us,
the
though.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Our sympathies to all of you who are back east suffering from this Arctic weather. But, of course, it's not something that's just limited to the east coast of America. We've got snow falling in Golan and Jerusalem, even in the Negev Desert. This is a story from the Jerusalem Post. It's up on the Drudge Report today. And, of course, as we pointed out yesterday, the Great Lakes are frozen, most of them well into the high 90%. So it's a record freezing of the Great Lakes. We've got Niagara Falls frozen. We even have, as Drudge reports, the D.C., the Washington, D.C. subway rails have fractured from the cold. There's also articles saying these are the coldest temperatures we've seen since the 1800s. Guess what? That's when we started keeping records. Most places weren't even keeping records in the 1800s. That's how little we know about temperature data. But, of course, that doesn't stop us from going off on a jag and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. As we had a story that's still up on Infowars.com, came out late yesterday from Kit Daniels. After a blizzard closes the campus, Harvard spends $800,000 to combat global warming. Even though they're concerned that students are falling behind because they're missing so many classes due to snow. They point out, I guess, this is irony 101 for Harvard. There's a old saying, you know, you can experience is an expensive school, but it's the only one a fool will attend. But that's what they're finding out in Harvard right now. They're going to spend nearly $1 million to combat global warming, but they can't even get to class because it's so cold. Look, we've got decreased solar activity. We've got increased CO2 activity. Their models don't work. If the CO2 is going up, according to their models, the temperature should be going down. It's not man-made. It's because of solar activity that's predominating on this. And we can see that if you don't put the thermometers in cities and on airports, you can see if you look from space that the temperatures are, in fact, going down. And that all plays into a study that was reported by Harvard's competitor, Yale. It's a new study by Yale University professor Dan Kahan that confirmed that skeptics of the controversial anthropogenic, in other words, man-made, global warming theory, or as realists often call themselves, skeptics, he found out that they know more about this theory than the people who support it. They surveyed 2,000 people, and they found out that people that are labeled as deniers, because, see, this is a religion to the global warmists, okay? Deniers actually knew more about what the other guys said they believed in this particular study. Very interesting, I think. We're going to go to a report from Rob Dew about vaccines. It was on the nightly news last night. Very important report. But before we do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. This month we have a special on Super Male and Super Female Vitality through the month of February, 20% off. You'll also find at InfoWarsLife.com 15% off ProPure water filters. And we have a special to introduce our new supplement, Ancient Defense. You get one of those for free whenever you buy two Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's right. Buy two Survival Shield X2, get one Ancient Defense for free. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as I pointed out in the last segment, we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who had her – first they tried to bar her from entering the country. They were demanding that she not be allowed to even enter the country to talk about her concerns about mandatory vaccines, her concerns about the efficacy and the safety of these vaccines. When they were not successful in barring her from the country, the next tactic that they took was to threaten violence against the venues where she was going to be speaking. We had reports on this at the end of January. She has now canceled that. She's in the United States. She's going to be joining us on the program in the next hour so you can hear what was so threatening to the pharmaceutical powers that be in Australia. You can hear that in the next hour. We're going to talk to her. She's going to make her case, tell people what she would have told them in Australia. And it's going to go out over the airwaves, so tell your friends about it. Let's go to Rob Dew's report about vaccines and how we're being lied to by our government and the CDC.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
Hey guys, Rob Dew from InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News, and I have a follow-up to the lengthy report that I put out just a couple days ago on the Alex Jones channel and on Prison Planet TV. That report is currently going viral, and I encourage you to watch it. I'll put a link to that report at the end of this one. But here I want to focus on Dr. Ann Schuchat. She's the director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at the CDC, and she was the one being interviewed by Senator Elizabeth Warren when they had that beautiful exchange of how vaccines were so safe and effective, and that there was no credible science anywhere on the planet that could say otherwise. Definitely running cover for Big Pharma. So I wanted to take a look at Dr. Schuchat, specifically her past, to see where she came from. I hadn't really seen much of her looking at vaccines in the past, but she was out there, especially back in 2009-2010 flu season during the H1N1 scare, where they were trying to get everybody to get the H1N1 vaccine. And I found a couple of transcripts from press conferences that she released. This one's from November 12, 2009, where she says, the immunization efforts with this supply continue to be focused on the target population priority groups: pregnant women, healthcare workers, children, and young adults up to 24, and adults 25 to 64 with chronic conditions, and parents and other caretakers with small children, and children under 6 months of age. But what I'm specifically interested in is what she talks about in the beginning of that priority group section. It is pregnant women. Now, I hold here in my hot little hand the influenza virus vaccine Fluzone, and this is from 2009-2010 formula. This is an old insert that I was able to get back then. Here it says, under use in specific populations, safety and effectiveness of Fluzone have not been established in pregnant women or nursing mothers or children under 6 months of age. So here in the insert, it says it's not even recommended for pregnant women. It hasn't even been studied on pregnant women or young children or nursing mothers. Flip it over on the back, and it says this. Under Section 8, Use in Specific Populations, Pregnancy. Animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with Fluzone vaccine. It is not known whether Fluzone can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or affect reproduction capacity. Fluzone vaccine should be given to a pregnant woman only if clearly needed. Under 8.3, Nursing Mothers. It is not known whether Fluzone vaccine is excreted in human milk. Because many drugs are excreted in human milk, caution should be exercised when Fluzone vaccine is administered to a nursing woman. So in two different spots in this insert from the same year where Dr. Shukit was out there promoting it, that pregnant women should get this vaccine, it says it should not be given and it has not been tested on pregnant women. There you go. Once again, the CDC pushing dangerous chemicals and adjuvants and vaccines on people and on groups that they shouldn't even be targeting. This is the insert that comes from the maker of the vaccine Fluzone, dated 2009-2010. So maybe in November 2009, she hadn't got that information yet. Well, here she is in January on video during a press conference specifically targeting pregnant women and nursing mothers. Here's that clip.
This is a concerted effort of the CDC, Health and Human Services, and all of our partners to encourage vaccination. It includes a focus on people at high risk for complications, adults with emphysema, diabetes, cancer, children, pregnant women, and seniors. Really a focus on encouraging vaccination for anyone who hasn't yet been vaccinated and wants to be. Vaccine is still important for pregnant women and for postpartum women. They've had terrible complications from this flu virus, and although many have been vaccinated, we know others haven't, and we do encourage vaccination of pregnant and postpartum women.
And doing my research in this 2009 swine flu epidemic, I also recalled the one that happened in the 70s. And this is one that we have lots of documentation of, especially of the dangerous effects of the vaccine.
Swine flu? Man, I'm too fast for that to catch me.
In fact, 60 Minutes did a report on it, and here's a couple clips.
Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death.
So this vaccine was endorsed by the president. They used several other actor endorsements, including Mary Tyler Moore. And when she was asked by 60 Minutes, she had this to say.
Mary, did you take a swine flu shot?
No, I did not.
Did you give them permission to use your name saying that you had or were going to?
Absolutely not. Never did.
Did you ask your own doctor about taking the swine flu shot?
Yes, and at the time he thought it might be a good idea. But I resisted it because I was leery of having the symptoms that sometimes go with that kind of inoculation.
And when the head of the CDC was asked about this, here's what he had to say.
Let me read to you from one of your own agency's memos planning the campaign to urge Americans to take the shot. The swine flu vaccine has been taken by many important persons, he wrote. Example, President Ford, Henry Kissinger, Elton John, Muhammad Ali, Mary Tyler Moore, Rudolf Nureyev, Walter Cronkite, Ralph Nader, Edward Kennedy, etc., etc. True?
I'm not familiar with that particular piece of paper, but I do know that at least of that group, President Ford did take the vaccination.
Did you talk to these people beforehand to find out if they planned to take the shot?
I did not know.
Did anybody?
I do not know.
Did you get permission to use their names in your campaign?
I do not know.
So around 500 people developed Guillain-Barré syndrome, and at least 25 people died as a result of the vaccine. And that year, there were only 200 cases of swine flu reported, and ultimately only one death. So there you go. You see the CDC once again scaring the population into getting vaccines and injecting themselves with these chemicals, and then just kind of backing away, oh, when there's a problem.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection, the swine flu shot.
Although the head of the CDC did get fired as a result of this scandal. Let me ask you another question. Where do you get your health advice from? Do you get it from McDonald's? Well, right now McDonald's is giving away free vaccines with Happy Meals in Texas. Do you want your hepatitis A shot with that Happy Meal? This is what Anthony Gucciardi says out of Natural Society. This program is actually happening in the city of Amarillo, and here's what the local paper had to say. The city of Amarillo's Department of Public Health and the Caring for Children Foundation of Texas will offer free vaccinations for children from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at McDonald's restaurant on 815 South Grand Street. They were offering the meningococcal vaccine, varicella, MMR, the Tdap booster vaccine, hepatitis A. In addition to letting people set up vaccination clinics on site of one of their stores, I have here a McDonald's coupon that says, well, if McDonald's, the role model of health, thinks it's a good idea, then it must be. And the coupon says, if you get immunized, bring your card in, you'll get a free vanilla cone. So now we should be taking our health advice from McDonald's, a company that puts actual silly putty and plastic products in the food that you eat. Are you loving it yet? I want to end this report showing how the freedom-loving spirit can prevail in certain instances. Back in 2011, the Canadian press posted that measles among vaccinated Quebec kids questioned. And it talks about a case in Quebec where 52 of 98 teens who caught the measles vaccine were fully vaccinated. And this was a shock to the researchers that investigated it. And it's not a shock to me. In fact, here's a clip from Dr. Suzanne Humphreys talking about how people, after they get vaccinated, they actually shed the disease.
I've got another study from Croatia, and there were several cases of measles outbreaks occurring in children who had just been vaccinated. And so they looked at the strain. They're having intensive surveillance of measles during this period of time, and so they looked at, with this DNA or genetic fingerprinting, what strains they were. And it was the vaccine strain that they were infected with. So not only did they become sick from measles from the strain that they were vaccinated with, but they were contagious.
As a result of this and other stories, there's actually a family out there that started a daycare that's vaccine-free. In fact, they don't want to take any kids if they've had their vaccinations. Here it is from CBC News, vaccine-free daycare criticized by Ottawa Public Health.
They say a vaccine-free environment is safer for young children because those who get the needle could, as Abaca calls it, shed some of the disease to others.
We can just play and we don't have to worry about them contracting something from shedding.
But Ottawa Public Health has a big issue with vaccine-free daycares, and it wants to get the message out to parents that the measles vaccine is both effective and very safe.
And I think you're going to see a trend of this happening. People are going to start bucking the system, saying, look, we don't care what you're saying. We're not going to put this stuff into us. You haven't fully tested it. You're not being forthright. You've set up a secret court where we can't even get evidence from the vaccine companies, and you just award judgments willy-nilly depending on semantics. No, people are starting to fight back, and this is one way, and I think you're going to see a lot more of these, and I hope to see a lot more of these in the United States, where freedom-loving Americans are going to put their foot down and say, we want to have an environment where vaccine-free kids can get together and not just be pushed around by all you vaccine lovers out there. This has been Rob Dew for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. If you like reports like these, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Your subscription can be shared with up to 20 people. That's 20 Info Warriors for the price of one. I encourage you to become a member today. Thank you.
Very important report from Rob Dew, and of course that aired on InfoWars Nightly News last night. Pass that around. People need to understand what's happened in the past. They need to see how the CDC has conducted itself, especially in the 1976 swine flu scare. It wasn't an epidemic. It was a scare. Absolutely shameful. And yet, when you look at this, it's deja vu all over again. The only thing they weren't doing at the time was trying to take away our informed consent. As a matter of fact, one of the things they were criticized for in the 60 Minutes report was giving people these consent reforms. They said, well, since there weren't any doctors there, because 40 years ago we realized the importance of the doctor-patient relationship, proceeding with informed consent, without third-party interference, without mandates from outside, mandates from the government. So they said, well, because we didn't have doctors present, what they did was they gave them consent forms. The problem was that the information they gave them on the consent form was for a different vaccine, not for the one that they would be receiving. So it's loaded with a lot of huge bombshell information, that 60 Minutes report. It's very good to see this put in the context that Rob Dew did. So pass that around. Now, we're having some good news. We have some real good news in terms of people waking up. And I don't want to just focus on places where we have a threat. There are places where we are winning big time. There's a story that's been picked up yet again. This is on Drudge. This is the BuzzFeed talking about Ron Paul appearing at a Mises Institute meeting about secession and the comments that he made. He said it's good news that secession is happening. He says it's going to happen. It's going to be a de facto secession. And we're going to talk about what he means by that, because we had him on after he appeared there, and he said, I'm not obsessed about obsession. He was talking about something that's a bit different than what you might think of when you say secession. It's not about people rising up and leaving like they may do in the EU. We'll talk about that right after the break. Stay with us.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the last segment, we were talking about the news that's resurfaced about Ron Paul talking about secession. Of course, they bring that up to try to paint Ron Paul as a right-wing fanatic extremist, the very kind of person that the Obama administration is more concerned about than ISIS. And, of course, we know that from the 2009 MIAC report where the Fusion Center was saying, telling the police, be very careful of anybody that you see that has a Ron Paul for President bumper sticker or a, it was the Constitution Party, Chuck Baldwin, those stickers, those people are dangerous. Profile them. So this is part of this. What was Ron Paul actually saying? Let's play a clip from Ron Paul and let him speak right here.
To start off by talking about the subject, and the subject, of course, is secession and nullification, the breaking up of government. And the good news is it's going to happen. Amen. It's happening.
Yeah, the good news is it's going to happen, but he went on to say that it's going to be de facto. He said the Fed is going to end. There is going to be a de facto secession movement going on. The states are going to refuse to listen to some of the laws. He's talking about nullification here. He's talking about de facto. In other words, not something where you make a declaration, but something that just happens naturally. And we see it happening now. He said, we've seen tremendous success already with states saying to the federal government, we're not going to listen to you anymore about the drug laws. Perfect example. Not a right-wing thing necessarily. This is the left saying, you know what, we're not going to lock people up in prison for a mandatory minimum of 10, 20 years because they've got a little bit of pot. This is insanity. We're not going to continue with this. So you've got states like Colorado and Oregon, Washington, other places saying, we're not going to do this. Of course, they tried to do it in Florida. Well, over medical marijuana, and just not over, not even extending it to recreational use, as it did in Colorado and elsewhere. And of course, there was a big fight over that. Who got involved in that? Well, of course, it was Sheldon Adelson, who did 83% gave money that was 83% of the contributions to stop it. Sheldon Adelson, who doesn't live in Las Vegas, Sheldon Adelson, who owns a casino. Why does he care so much about stopping medical marijuana? Why does he want to stop sick people from being helped with medical marijuana? And it is very helpful for people who are taking chemo, who are suffering from HIV. It helps with the nausea of those issues. It helps with glaucoma. There are some very well-known ways that marijuana helps people. I could go on with a very long list of this I don't have time for, because the opposition person who didn't give quite as much as Sheldon Adelson was a lawyer named John Morgan. Now, the interesting thing is that the Democratic National Committee's chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is a congressperson from Florida, and she spoke out very strongly in opposition to helping people who are sick get marijuana. She opposed this initiative. And the people who were in favor of this were very, very critical of her, so she sent a proposal to John Morgan, the Orlando trial lawyer who funded just under 50% of the opposition. She said, if you'll retract critical statements that you made, I will publicly back your cannabis initiative that she had just been trashing this last fall. And what he said to her was, no. And he said, she is a bully. I beat bullies for a living. Good for him. That's the kind of lawyer I want if I get into some issues. I want somebody who stands up to bullies and beats them for a living. Good for you, John Morgan. Now, this is what else they said in the story. They said, of course, it was voted on by just under 58% of the people wanted medical marijuana, but in order to amend the Constitution in Florida, they needed to have 60%, so they fell short of that threshold. And they made this point. They said, although 58% of Florida voters supported medical marijuana, I'd be surprised if that many support her. This should be a lesson for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Florida voters like this policy more than her, and we'll make sure people know her positions. That's right. We're winning. We're shutting them off at the state level, at the local level. That's what Ron Paul was talking about with secession, and we're going to do it. We're going to do more of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.